Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio this morning is Connie Christ. She is an AFS volunteer. And Min Iwamoto, she's a Sitka High student, going on an exchange to Costa Rica with the AFS program. And Min, you're going tomorrow.
Yes, I am.
And so so why did you choose Costa Rica? What appealed about Costa Rica to you?
Well, I knew from the start that I wanted to go to a Spanish-speaking country because I have some language experience with Spanish, and I originally wanted to go to Spain, but with the timing of this exchange, I think Costa Rica worked out the best.
Great. And so what do you hope to get out of it when you get there?
Well, of course, I want to learn more about their culture and improve my Spanish-speaking skills, but I also want to just kind of live more independently, and even though I'll be with a host family, I'm still away from home and away from friends and family, so I just kind of want to learn more about myself in that way.
Great, and is this the first time that you're going to be away from your family in Sitka?
No, I've traveled away from them before.
Oh, okay, great. And so you'll be actually going to high school there for 6 months, is that right?
Yes.
Great. And so what classes will you be taking when you're there? Do you know?
In Costa Rica, they don't have as many extracurricular and vocational classes available. I haven't received my class schedule, but everyone will be taking the same classes in my high school.
I see. And so it'll also be a great opportunity to, expand your Spanish-speaking skills, I bet.
Yes.
That's great. And so how does this kind of fit into your longer-term plans in life? How does this kind of fit into the grand scheme of things for you?
Yeah. Well, I've always loved traveling, so this is definitely going to help me just kind of gain a better understanding about a different culture and just see more places in the world. And I guess really help me to prepare for living on my own. Like when I go to college, I'll be without my friends and family. So I think this is kind of another step towards that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. And have you been to Costa Rica before?
No, never.
Oh, nice. It's going to be so sunny.
I know. I'm excited.
And Connie, how long have you been involved with the AFS program?
Well, Floyd and I first hosted an AFSer. A very, very long time ago, we hosted Mohammed from Egypt when our son Jonathan was 2, and he's now, I think, 24 or 25. So we've been involved with AFS that long. Actually, I applied to AFS when I was in high school and was not accepted. So I've known about AFS for a very, very long time. but for the last 14 or 15 years, I've been very, very involved as a volunteer in Sitka. Sitka has a fair number of AFS volunteers. Rebecca Himshoot is the AFS volunteer who's primarily involved with sending. So she worked with Min on her application and encouraged her. I work primarily with hosting, so trying to find the Sitka families who have enough curiosity and flexibility to want to take in a teenager from elsewhere in the world. This year we have 4 families hosting, and next year we hope to have 3 families. 3 or 4. In recent years, we've really been trying to choose students from unusual parts of the world, like Bangladesh, Moldova, Albania, and Russia this year. And next year, who knows?
Mm-hmm. And can anybody host if they're interested in becoming part of AFS?
Anyone can fill out an application and have a home visit, have a background check. So there are a number of little hurdles to jump through. But you don't have to have children to host. You certainly don't have to have teenagers to host. Grandparents sometimes host. Single people sometimes host. Families with young children host. And, of course, families with teenagers host. It helps to be near the high school just for transportation purposes. But it's not a requirement, of course.
Okay. And I just lost my train of thought. Why might somebody want to be a host? What do people get out of it?
Well, I think one of the reasons that we started hosting ourselves was because we didn't really have the time or money to travel, and we loved the idea of traveling. So instead of traveling, we brought kids here and got to know their cultures by living with them. I think people who are curious about the world, who like teenagers, who don't mind a little extra chaos in their lives, I think those are the families that often choose to host.
Okay, great. And yeah. And do you have a specific time that you hosted that's especially memorable?
Actually, all of the students we've hosted have been memorable in their own ways. I think the teenagers are just very interesting years, watching a young person grow up so much in a year. Whether they're on an exchange or not, I think Min will grow up more than she realizes. The last one we hosted for a full year was Hjördís Hugrun Sigurðardóttir, who was an 18-year-old Icelandic young woman. Mm. And she was pretty amazing in many ways, certainly memorable.
Right. And so as Min mentioned, it's kind of a pivotal time in a lot of people's lives, going away for the first time. What's your experience with that? It's kind of like you're helping them be on their own for the first time. So it's kind of like a family support role in a way.
Well, it's very nice because you're not really their parents, and yet you do have responsibility for them for that year. So you often get, it can sometimes be an easier experience in raising your own. And then, of course, there's all the intercultural challenges that just make it so, so much fun.
And so this year, who can we expect to be coming into town, and when do they get here?
Well, they arrive in August in time for school to start, and they leave usually after school is over at the end of May or June. We don't know who we're getting until we have families chosen. Those families will choose their students. Families have a fair amount of say in who they choose. So we're not going to know what countries until the families have chosen their students.
Okay, great. Yeah. All right. And so if people are interested in getting involved and they want to host, what can they do?
Well, they can call me. My number is 747-5387. Or they can go to the AFS website, which is www.afsusa.org. Fill out a little form with expressing interest to host. The same with sending. There are AFS programs that start at different times of the year. Min's program starts tomorrow, but there are other programs that start in the summer or next fall. So year-round, students who are interested in going on an AFS program somewhere in the world can go to the website or can call me or get in touch with one of the other AFS volunteers in town and start that process.
Okay, great. Min, you're leaving so soon. Are you all packed?
Yes. No. Definitely not.
Did you have to get any vaccinations or anything? Or do you have to, how are you preparing for your big trip?
Well, everything for us was pretty last minute because I didn't get the final okay from my parents until pretty late into the process. But everyone in SICA has been really helpful and great with helping me prepare for that. I did have to get, I believe, one vaccination before I left. But in Costa Rica, there weren't too many precautions that I had to take. Just a little bit of medication in case I drink bad water or mm-hmm. something like that.
Right.
But yeah, the preparation's been pretty smooth, I'd say. AFS has been pretty good at making sure I have everything submitted, keeping in touch with me, just making sure I'm in line and at the steps that I should be before
great.
I leave.
So a lot of support there, it sounds like.
Yeah, definitely.
That's great. And so how long is your flight?
Well, I will be flying to Seattle tomorrow, and my parents are also flying me to my gateway city. So we'll overnight in Seattle, and then from there we fly to Fort Lauderdale in Florida, and then we're driving to Miami.
Oh, wow, long trip.
So the trip before I actually get to Costa Rica is going to take a while, a few days.
Well, I hope it goes very smoothly. It sounds like a really, really great opportunity. Connie Christ is the AFS volunteer, and Min Iwamoto is an exchange student going to Costa Rica, leaving tomorrow for the big trip. It's a six-month exchange which will in a semester at the school. If you would like to be involved as a host family, you can call Connie at 747-5387, or you can visit the website at www.afsusa.org. Connie and Min, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.